Super Marcy and Chris Innes back for another tag team audio review, and this one's for Wild. I'll give a disclaimer, as my sister is the producer of the film, so we do have a strong connection to this movie. So yeah, it's a bit of a disclaimer. I'm sure everyone listening already knows that, so yeah. Wild.
So basically, this is Reese Witherspoon's new film. It's following on from the success of her producing partnership with Bruno Papandrea. They both successfully brought Gone Girl to the screen, and they've done it again with another book that they picked up before it was even published, which is Wild, which is based on the true story of
Cheryl Strayed.
There we go. Who...
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no.
I was going to continue because I
basically trekked from the Mexican border all the way up to Canada.
Yeah, well, the Pacific Crest Trail goes that long, and she trekked, I think it was like 1,000 or so miles of it. So it's based on her book, and the film, I cannot pronounce the director's name. He also directed Dallas Buyers Club. And the script was by Nick Hornbury.
Yep.
Yeah. In my perspective, like, I'd read the book, and when we saw the movie, we were out at the Botanic Gardens for the Moonlight Cinema. So it was a cool location to see a movie that's set, you know, in the wild. So, yeah, it was a cool location, cool way to see the movie. For me, having... like, finished the book a couple of days before seeing the movie. It was a really good experience, and I think it's a really good, like, well, better than good, obviously, adaptation from book to film. So it was interesting to see the changes and to kind of wrap it up as you can in a two-hour movie. Things that were left out were okay. The changes for me worked. And it's kind of like she decides to go on this trek because after the death of her mother, who she was very close to, her life just spirals out of control. She ruins her marriage, has sex with all kinds of strangers, ends up doing drugs, and she feels like doing this trek, she can find herself again. And there are quite a few movies about someone finding themselves, but I felt this one was a bit different because I don't think you really have one of someone just walking themselves back to who they were. And you kind of, with the film as it is with the book, you hear the story through flashbacks as she tells it as she's on the trail. So I think it is a unique take on that kind of story in that way. And I felt, for me, I enjoyed it. I think it flowed really well. I liked how they integrated the flashbacks. I liked the style of the flashbacks and how they went with her journey. If there was one thing that bugged me a little bit, I guess it would bug me, or if there was more of it, it would be the mother-daughter relationship, because that really is the heart and soul of it. And having more, because, you know, it's Reese Witherspoon and Laura Dern. I would have loved a lot more. And I think that just would have been the cherry on top. Because it's the relationship that really, you know, it was so strong for her. And it was because of the death of her mother that she had that downward spiral. Which you get all of that. It just would have been cool to have a lot. Well, not a lot more, but a few more scenes with those two together, exploring that relationship. But again, you can only do so much in 2 hours.
Yeah. I mean, look, it is a pretty well-made film, but, I mean, for myself, I mean, I didn't read the book beforehand. I didn't know much of the story before seeing the movie, because I thought that she went out proper bush, not going on a trail that is used... by people. So I was expecting something a little bit different. And I mean, whilst, you know, again, the heart and soul of this movie is the mother-daughter, and you don't really get enough of that, because with a lot of the flashbacks and setting up why she's doing this journey, for me felt very weak, because when it starts the film, you know, you're kind of just plonked in the middle. You know, it's one of those movies that opens when like she's further down the track, but then goes back to the start. And it's kind of like, yeah, that's good, but there needed to be something else there. Like, maybe her deciding, this is what I'm going to do.
And when they do kind of have that in there, it is really quick.
Yeah, where so you're not really sure of who's her. Yeah, I mean, there are Gabby Hoffman's character, you don't really know who she is. I mean, there's a name, her character's name is Amy, but you don't really know. I mean, even when we first meet her husband, or ex-husband, who she's talking over the phone just before she starts, you don't really get an idea. You understand, oh, there's a relationship. And it's the same with her brother as well. These people just pop up. And I mean, particularly Laura Dern, who is really good in the very, very short amount of screen time. I mean, she is getting Oscar nominated for it, but I mean, there's not enough juice to really support that, and to really support enough for to get fully involved in the film to say, okay, so she's doing this for that. Had they focused a little bit more at the beginning or somewhere in it, showing more of her time with her mother, and then showing the downward spiral very quickly, which they did again. I mean, that worked. But then giving it a little bit more reason and a little bit more sustenance for what she's doing. And I mean, yes, it is a life, you know, I mean, for the character, for what happened to her, you know, it changed her going on a walk. But again, it was just going on a normal hike. It wasn't that, like, she would have come across same situations that other people came in being. Part of the track being snowed down, issues with boots, but it wasn't as if she was really out in the wild. So, again, that was just my misinterpretation of what I was, again, not knowing the backstory of the film.
I think, again, but, like, having read the book, and it's hard to separate movie and book when you've read the book beforehand, like, you know, the characters, yeah, I know who this character is and that character and the backstory. Yeah, I think the film could have used a bit more. But I think it's just interesting. I think that could be a decision of the director, having it be quick and that you can get the gist of it. But it would have been good to have a little bit more of her decision.
Yeah.
Because, again, like, book-wise, it's not that quick. Mm. And there's a particular scene in the book that I wish was in the film. Or they could have extended it a bit more, which was another scene with the mother. But the layout is very similar to the book. The book starts off with the exact scene that the movie starts off with. And it is an interesting decision to do that. And I think people that have read it will appreciate it.
I just feel they could have picked something a little bit more heart-wrenching. I mean, there's a moment in the film when, particularly when they reveal that the mother has passed along, that is when the film really punches you in the gut. And I think it's positioned at a right time, but had you felt a little bit, had we spent a little bit more time with the mother-daughter,
there needed to be a little bit more.
It really would have been more so. But for me, I wasn't really feeling anything up until that point when they walk in and find her, you know, that she has passed when she's brought her brother.
I think it did need the
And it punches you in the gut really hard. But up until that moment, I really wasn't feeling much for these characters. I mean, because you are spent the whole movie with Reese, basically. Mm. And I think, yes, she does a fine job, but it's just like, why should I particularly care? I mean, yes, you know, everybody goes through downward spirals of their lives and do something to uplift them, but it just didn't feel that I really should have cared, again, partly because she was on a track that a lot of people do, regardless of how far they go. But
yeah,
it's
that's
just
the thing, like, it doesn't tell you, like it does in the book, that there is another trail where more people go on, and this one was newly formed at the time, not as many people go on this one, and there is, like, a lot of distance between stops. Yeah. They didn't show that as much, and they didn't show all the people she met or all the bits that she spent a really long time, like, with the shoes. If you're gonna go on a hike, get the right size shoes. But she's losing, like, all her toenails.
Yeah.
You see that.
I mean, it could have been a little
bit
more gritty in what she experienced on her journey rather than...
I think they could have done it like how it is in the book, where she realized she needs the new shoes, she lost the shoes, she goes to her next stop and her shoes aren't there, so she has to keep hiking in her makeshift shoes till she gets her shoes, but... They didn't have that in the movie, and I think that would have added just a little bit more. But there are funny bits because she's so inexperienced. She didn't think, hey, maybe I should actually train to do it. And I think the little voiceovers are done really well.
Yeah, because she had conversations with herself. Very clever, because, again, she's got nobody to talk to. Mm. And when anybody is on their own, you know, your brain is just rattling on.
Yeah.
But I think I've seen... various other films where people go off like this because of whatever reason, be they true or fictional stories, where a character will go off into the wilderness and be they survive at the end or they don't, like, into the wild. And it feels a little bit more realer because they're out there in the raw. And, I mean, I know she's out in the bush and... but it's the thing is, if something happened to her... she could have been found. You know, it's not like I'm going out into the deep, wide bush to really live it all to whatever.
I don't know. I think if something happened to her, especially when she, like, there was no water, she wouldn't have been found. It's very easy to get lost, but I think that could just be how the film comes across. Whereas in the book, it's like, oh, shit, she could die. But you kind of know she's written the book. She's not
But, I mean, there's other stories out there of people going, like, out bush and kind of feeling a little bit more, I don't know, I just feel because she's much more grounded, you know, she's got her pack, you know she's going to hit a station somewhere to recharge, and which she does a couple of times. You know, there's one spot where she stops, which is actually full of a lot of hippies. She gets herself jazzed up, goes out, has a fling with one of the guys she meets. But had she gone out there, it would have been nice to have seen her to come back to the real world at the end.
Mm.
I don't know. But again, we can't go back and rewrite her story.
Yeah. But I think that scene where she does end up with someone is important because she's been sleeping around, and I think that journey's like... you know, she does that and then she kind of realizes that's not the life for her anymore.
Yeah.
I think they could have put that in a little bit with it, because I know a lot of people have talked about that scene in particular being untrue to what's happening. But I think it is something that she realizes she no longer wants or needs in her life. And I do like how it ends. She's finished her journey.
Oh, look,
she does her voiceover of, you know,
this
is where I
finale.
Get married, and it's really beautifully done.
The finale is actually one of the other fine points in it, because, again, it's just shot really well. You know, she arrives at the Canadian border. It's very
Oregon.
Misty. Oh, Oregon. Oh, I thought she was at the border.
Yeah, it's
my bad.
Yeah.
But it's very brooding and Oregon. Misty, and...
Portland, Oregon. It's where she was going to live. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Know your American
Get
geography.
That's right, girl. It just feels, again, it's that gut punch in there that you realize, wow, she's actually learned something. But it's just those two moments in the film, like with when they reveal the mother's died, and a little bit closer in the final act, that really gets to you and you really start to feel something. But just beforehand, I just couldn't really get into her story. Which is the same, because I had been looking forward to seeing it, and again, watching it in the outdoors, I think, really was a great experience.
It was a good mood.
Especially with the bats.
The bats constantly flying
around.
And
the soccer just over the other end of the park.
Yeah, it was a cool experience to see something like that out in the open. It was interesting lying down in a beanbag and watching it, and it was pretty cool. Yeah. And I think it's just, it looks really good. It's a really well shot.
It's very well shot. I mean, having not seen any of the director's other films, it had, again, he's shooting it very quasi-documentary style, which a lot of filmmakers are picking up for these lower-budget films and having a very Terry Malick feel about them. So, again, Babel's another example of a similar shot, the way the film's shot.
And there goes the dog. he's bringing some wild in. But I think it's obviously the goal of Reese and Bruner's company is to do very female or strong female characters, strong films for women
that we haven't seen before. I mean,
in terms of a woman, I think. But it is refreshing to see a very strong female, film.
Yeah, and I mean, most of the characters in this are female, but I mean, it is something that has happened before and we will see again. But I mean, again, the goals that they're going after is achievable. But they are still making films that people will want to see because they have the stars that people know. They are by filmmakers that people know and enjoy seeing their films. So yeah,
it's good to have a strong, strong female characters. Yeah, so I'm sitting on between 4, 4.5 because it's something, again, with the book and the film, something I really, really, really liked a lot. I say like when obviously I like it more than like. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm sitting on it. What about you?
Look, when I watched it, probably wasn't in the best mind frame to be watching a film. So I probably was going closer to a very rare, again, half, so a 3.5. But looking back, I would have to say a 4. But yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, read the book, see the movie, and yeah, support a local Australian producer as well. And that's the end of that review.